morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. We have 28 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells about 6 feet at 10 seconds apart. And today, since it's May Day, the first day of May, we're going to talk about another May Day, which is the French expression that means help me. And it has for many decades been an international way to call for help on the radio, whether in aviation or in the maritime realm. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. 28 ships today. We have 9 inbounders, 8 in the Astoria Anchorage, 5 in the Rice Island Anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Three Saskias. She's arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She's ultimately going upriver to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 a.m. and probably arrived in our Rice Island Anchorage by about 4 a.m. this morning, so she should already be out there. Joining the quite a few ships that are now in both of those anchorages, it really makes for an interesting view. If you get up high and look out at the river, you can see them all one after another there. Just far enough apart, so that they can swing at anchor easily and not hit one another. The Diamond Stars is our next inbounder, arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She will arrive in the anchorage, or did, about 4 a.m. The Aquarius Leader is a ship that's passing by today. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. So around 9:30 this morning, not too far from now, you'll see probably a high-sided ship coming through Astoria, passing by the waterfront. That's the Aquarius Leader. She's on her way to the Port of Vancouver, where they take Subarus, and she will be there at about 3:30 p.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, she's a Crowley maritime vessel, a U.S. flag vessel, by the way, domestic ship, a domestic vessel. Arriving from Ferndale, headed to Portland, refined petroleum on board that articulated tug and barge rig, tug and a barge attached together with a hydraulic pin system. So you can switch barges in port, and it just isn't kind of a newer kind of technology in the tug and barge industry. She's passing Astoria around 12:30 p.m. You might see her in Portland around 6:30 p.m. And she's one of a small number of vessels who come into the river delivering cargo. Most of our cargoes here are export cargoes, but some cargoes do come in, and these ATBs are among them. Oxygen is the name of the next inbound ship, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland eventually, which is right opposite the river from Vancouver, to pick up soda ash for export. She will pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver by about 7:30. The Elliott Bay is arriving from Mexico, headed for the Longview anchorage, but she's ultimately headed for Vancouver, I think, to pick up copper concentrate. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and anchor off Longview for a while there by about 6 p.m. Ultimately, she'll move on upriver to where she needs to pick up her cargo. But there are certain places along the river where there are designated anchorages, and Longview is one of them. Let's see. So she'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. You might see her in the Longview anchorage by about 6 p.m. The Pan Bonita is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and arrive in the Vancouver anchorage around 8:30 p.m. Not clear yet, to me at least, what her cargo is. The Prabhu Das is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage, arriving there around 5:30 p.m. And the Shrike is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for the Longview anchorage, another wheat ship. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., arriving in Longview probably around 11 p.m. In our Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have the Green Phoenix headed for Portland to pick up potash around 10 a.m. She will arrive in Portland probably about 4 p.m. after about 6 hours on the river. The Daiwan Brave remains at the port of Astoria loading logs. And the Star Helena is awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, along with the Raraka, the Sanya, the Star Crimson, the Bargara, and the Belo Horizonte. In the Rice Island anchorage, upriver a little bit from Astoria, we have the Songa Hadong, headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat around 11 p.m. today. She'll be in Vancouver then by about 5 a.m. on Wednesday. The Prabhu Uvica, the Pan Solar, the Medi Baltimore, and the Southgate are all awaiting orders in the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, as I said, opposite Tongue Point on the Washington side of the river. In our outbounders, we have the Bergamot Ace. She's leaving Portland with Hondas on board, so another car carrier. Leaving around 2 p.m., you might see her pass Astoria around 8 p.m. outbound. The New Days is leaving Longview with Logs on board around 3 p.m., possibly passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m. The Lido is leaving Kalama around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Salinas heading out of Portland, the port of Portland with Potash. She's leaving, it's an element, ingredient in fertilizer. She's leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Fu Chow is leaving Longview carrying Pet Coke, and she will leave there about 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. And the Pan Bonita leaving Vancouver around 10 o'clock tonight, passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, it's kind of interesting that today is May Day. And as I was thinking about what shall I talk about on the ship report today, I was thinking, well, you know, May Day is the first day of May, but it also is a very important expression in the maritime industry and in the aviation industry. It's the international way of calling for help. And while May Day in English is the first day of May, in French it's an expression, M apostrophe A-I-D-E-Z, May Day means help me. And it is a way to call for help. So what happens? You're out on the water, your boat starts to sink, or something kind of grim starts happening where you can't take care of it yourself and you need help. You go on your VHF radio, because I know you have one, of course, and you say, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. You always say it three times. And that, if you say it on channel 16, the Coast Guard will hear you because they always monitor that channel. So the Mayday procedure, how did this come about, that we would be saying something in French on the radio all around the world to let people know we're in trouble? Well, this Mayday procedural word or expression originated in the early 1920s by a radio officer at an airport in London. This officer was trying to think of a word that would indicate distress and would easily be understood by all aviation pilots and ground staff in an emergency. Since much of the traffic at the time between this airport was between this airport and an airport in Paris, he proposed the expression Mayday from the French Mayday, help me, a shortened form of Venez Mayday, come and help me. And it's completely unrelated to the holiday of Mayday. So before the voice call Mayday was in force, SOS, Morse code, was the equivalent of the Mayday call. But now it's really recognized all around the world that if you go on your radio and say Mayday, 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 you need trouble. You are in trouble and you need help. So it's important to note that a Mayday call is not something to make lightly. The Coast Guard apprehended a fake distress call person, and that person is probably recently, earlier this year, you can land in jail for up to 6 years and get a $250,000 fine for making a false Mayday call. If you're out on the water and you're in trouble, but you just want to let somebody know that things are going a little bit sideways, but you don't need help yet, there's another distress call you can make. It's called Pan Pan, and that is from the word pan, which means in French, which means to break down. So this lets people know, say the Coast Guard again, that you've got issues, but you're not calling for help yet, and they will keep an eye on you and help you if you need it. Another expression you may hear in marine weather announcements is the word securite. Sometimes you'll hear in a National Weather Service broadcast, securite, securite, securite. It means that what follows is important information. You'll hear that if there's a weather warning or navigational weather warning going out with the National Weather Service. And so they will do that for a marine weather forecast. You'll hear that in a broadcast. So those are some of the expressions you might hear if you're listening to a VHF radio, and then it will tell you what they mean and how to use them. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a very safe day.